It's Mike Matthews, the host of the longest running self-produced daily podcast on planet Earth by a guy named Mike at Cafe Anyway here in Podcaster Valley. It is Mike's Daily Podcast, episode 3040. 3040. Oh ho. I always am trying to find things to keep me healthy, to do stuff that maybe the brain or society or culture itself tries to steer you away from because they want you to eat healthy. They want you to indulge in delicious flavors and things that are fattening for you and activities. And I say no. However, I do have a martini maker. I do have a martini shaker and martini glasses that I inherited from, well, my marriage that didn't last. But hey, it was one of the wedding presents and I got to keep it. So I put it to use. And what I do is I don't use any alcohol. I take fresh lemons. I take ice. I take agave syrup and some cold water and then shake it up. Yes, it's lemonade, but it tastes oh so good. And it's so nice and refreshing and easy to make. And that way, I don't know, it's, yes, you're using the elegant little martini glasses, but you're not drinking the stuff that's going to turn to sugar in your body and give you bad health problems later, your liver and all that. So I tell you all this, but I tell you in an audio sort of way because it's an audio podcast, and I hate the fact that we got to distinguish between audio and video podcasts, but in my world, audio podcasts should be called radio shows. And video podcasts should be called TV shows. So on this radio show, I tell you that new research shows that there is an increasing popularity of video podcasts. A new study by Coleman Insights and Amplify Media reveals that video podcasting is a significant trend, with only 10% of Gen Zers never watching a video podcast. I'm sorry, never watching a TV show that they found on YouTube, or I guess Spotify has them now, or TikTok, ever. However, audio podcasts are still popular among Generation Z, with as many Gen Zers listening to audio as those who consume video. The data also shows that 84% of the overall sample engages with video podcasts at some level, indicating it isn't just a Gen Z phenomenon. Now, there was a different service, I think they were called Transistor, a podcasting service that had completely different results, saying that Gen Z enjoyed listening to radio shows, I mean, audio podcasts, way more than video podcasts. So who is to say, but according to Coleman Insights and Amplify, they say, if anyone is still wondering whether video matters in the long-term future of podcasting, their research should settle it. Well, I am doing video for this podcast that you can see at my website, mikesdailypodcast.com, but I am overall a radio show. And so we go into Cafe Anyway, and I'm going to open the door for you right now. Here we go. Cafe Anyway. Welcome to Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
This is wonderful. How on earth did we ever end up meeting here at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley? The last place on earth.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
In the land of Ameritopica, Mike Matthews is the host. And there's some times that we will see a ghost here at Cafe Anyway. And we'll ask it if it'd like to play some kind of ghost game that makes us look somewhat sane. And we don't do that, actually. That was just sort of me.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Jumping into the world of fiction for a moment. But yes, for a moment, there is this fictional show called
Daily
White Lotus
Podcast
on HBO.
Yeah.
I only caught it once because it was a free... Oh, that's right. I had Comcast. And they'll give you a free week of a particular channel that you usually have to pay for, or streaming service. So they gave us Max, HBO Max, for a week, and we watched White Lotus. And honestly, I just thought it just was a lot of shock. It was just stuff done to shock people. And there was really nothing there, no substance. It was beautifully filmed, beautiful locations. I am told that the locations that they did film at, the attendance for those hotels and resorts went up through the roof after the filming there. And it made some actors very famous. None that I can remember at the moment, except Tom Hollander. He, although I had known him from a really funny show he did in England called Rev, where he was a vicar for a church in England, but the church was old and falling apart and he wasn't getting any money from the Church of England and all this. It was kind of interesting. And there were some other people that got... Oh, Ralph Fiennes appeared on the show a couple of times. But, oh, and it was done... White Lotus was done by a guy, I think his name is Michael White. And Mike was part of the School of Rock movie.
And here's today's podcast picture.
He appears in that movie with Jack Black. He's really good friends with Jack. In fact, I think he wrote Nacho Libre, which is one of my favorite Jack Black movies, even though that's ridiculous. The podcast picture is not of any of those people I just mentioned, but of some beautiful, I don't know what these plants are called. Maybe you can tell me. Comment in the comment section below. Comment below. But anyway, it's a very springy sort of looking, beautiful bouquet of flowers and wildflowers and things that are growing here in Podcastro Valley. See that picture at mikesdailypodcast.com and all the past podcast pictures as well. The late, great Basil the Boxer and I used to walk past this particular location all the time. And we would walk a lot in Podcastro Valley. A lot of places. I would not... There were times I couldn't even move my feet. I had a bad foot fracture, muscle fracture in my foot that it was painful to walk on, but I still had to walk on it for him. I put a boot on, one of those medical type boots that helped me, that was prescribed to me by a foot doctor, so that made it a little less painful. But the season 3 premiere on HBO for White Lotus, the third season, attracted a little less than 5 million people. A little over four and a half, we'll say. Up 90% from the season 2 premiere. That was the one in Italy. Season 1 was in somewhere in Hawaii, I think. White Lotus, in its top 10 most anticipated, it apparently is one of the top 10 most anticipated TV shows returning this year. The White Lotus, which is an HBO show, TV show that follows characters on lavish vacations, was filmed at the...
Now that's legit.
The Four Seasons Resort in Koh Samui. The result is that the resort on this Thai island, this story is told, and it is, already seeing a jump in interest since the first episode aired. It first aired on February 16th of this year. The White Lotus has been filmed at the Four Seasons in Hawaii. And I guess these are always Four Seasons hotels. Wow. So they got a nice little deal with them. The Hawaii and Italy were both Four Seasons in those seasons. Luxury travel companies expected more travelers to visit Thailand following this season. We'll see. Four Seasons Maui at Wailea, that's where it was, where season 1 was shot, experienced a 386% increase in availability year over year when the show first aired in 2021. Amazing. That from Rob Black. I produce his podcast and he is...
I can't believe... What the hell is this place anyway?
It is Cafe Anyway, but he is seen on Kron TV Monday through Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour. Yes. So then Mike Matthews here at Cafe Anyway realized that we're out of napkins. And he said, oh my gosh, are we going to just be so bougie and just use paper towels? Of course we are. Why not? Because, my friend, change is in the air. And we're changing back to paper towels. Speaking of Thailand. Oh, this isn't Thailand. This is North Korea. My bad. It stole $1.5 billion in cryptocurrency. It pulled off the world's biggest ever heist recently. And they took it from Bybit in Saudi Arabia, one of those cryptocurrencies. Yikes. I don't trust any of the Bitcoin stuff, but whatever. It seems to go up, go down, although it's been going down a lot lately. I don't know. By the time you hear this, it could be going up again. Those meme coins, I'm hearing from the experts, stay away from those. But is there a meme coin for McDonald's? I don't know if McDonald's accepts any kind of digital currency, but they promised not to add egg surcharges on items, or they did promise as the nationwide shortage was happening. Egg prices are starting to go down, thankfully. Despite Easter coming up on 420 this year, as we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. Gonda added that the change will offer Egg McMuffins for just $1 Sunday for orders made on the McDonald's app. Not sure who Gonda is. Okay. Is that the company that owns McDonald's? That could just be a typo. And Eli Lilly is cutting the price of its popular weight loss drug. Zepbound vials will be about $50 cheaper as it fends off cheaper copycat versions and tries to expand access to patients without insurance coverage. Outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. We are on FFF, so 3000.
Good morning, Mr. Matthews.
Thank you, kids. My suggestion to you is don't eat McDonald's. I know there were some parents when I was growing up that was the food. You'd have your kids eat that all the time. But not my mom was at least kind of trying to keep us. Oh, Michael Gonda. He is the Senior Vice President and Chief Impact Officer of North America for McDonald's. I see. That's who's running the thing. Chief Impact Officer and Senior Vice President. Okay, I'm going to friend him on LinkedIn. Let's see how that goes. Outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, look who's here.
Hello, McMatthews. It's John Stewart, Gift Shop Supervisor. Yeah, Michael Gonda buys up all my snow globes and sells them at McDonald's.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. That's a nice connection that you have there to help you with your business.
Yes, McMatthews. People want snow globes when they go to McDonald's.
They do. Okay, they want to go to McDonald's. They want to eat some kind of overpriced food that's bad for you and those amazing fries and then buy one of your snow globes.
Yes, Mike Matthews, it's wonderful. It's called Synergy.
Wonderful. It's
you
good.
Ready?
I'm ready to say hi to these people.
Oh, Mike, this is Floyd the floor man.
And this is John Deere, the engineer. Mike, it seems that people like to use those weight loss drugs. Mm-mm.
I talked to somebody the other day who's pretty well off, and he said to me, I don't mind spending the money to the whatever, $300, $400 a month or whatever it is, to have a weight loss drug in my body put into, I guess, I don't know, is it injection or is it, I don't think it's pill form yet. But he was all cool with it. He said, I want to lose weight for health reasons, for my appearance, all that stuff. But the thing is, and this goes back to when everybody was getting their stomachs stapled back 20 years ago, or when people go on these crash diets, if it's not natural, it's not something you would tend to do, your body, you're jolting your body. You got to do it gradually. You got to do it healthily. You just got to watch your diet. Just change your diet. Why on earth do you have to have French fries every day? That make it a treat once a year or something. Don't drink alcohol all the time because it's got sugars in it. It reduces itself to sugars in your body, as do the French fries, as do a lot of things, but look up healthy foods. There are many food experts that can just tell you and nutritionists that tell you which are the best foods.
Wow, that's wild.
Wild.
That's wild. And then exercise. Exercise, walk, walk, walk. walk up hills, do exercises that are fun, that you enjoy, swimming. That's going to be a thing now as we get into summer. Walking, hiking, going on beautiful walks, jogging. I'm not into jogging anymore, but hey, there's the bicycling. There's not, oh, so what is it? Why is it that everywhere you look in the Bay Area, there are people on these electric scooters flying by that they don't necessarily look like they perhaps purchased the scooter, and they fly by, they completely flaunt all the traffic laws. There are these flying hazards on the road that just cause car drivers to go, wait, what? And slam on their brakes so they don't hit them. They're on that. They're on electrical bikes, the motorized bikes. So they're barely even using the pedals at all. So this is stuff that I have found.
It's Bison Bentley's. Do you know that?
Hey, this is Bison Bentley. And Mike Matthews has a couple of stories that'll make you want to ask yourself, do you know that?
Do you know that? A lot of unhoused on electric bikes. I don't even know how that works. On electric bikes and scooters. How are they charging them? What? And then, of course, a lot of unhoused with pets. And that's always sad because I don't know how well they're treating them. But I know everyone in this world needs a furry friend, but still, it's sad. Well, what do you think about all that? How's this whole issue, this conundrum, going to get solved? Here's the number.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
Oh, and look, here's someone now who has some idea of what to do to change the world.
Do you have any safe spaces?
Safe spaces?
Yes, where people can go to get away from the colonialist mentality. As long as there's a diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, we'll be fine.
Oh, she seems to have it all figured out. Okay, that's great. Well, to find out more about Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you so much for listening.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.